Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
We've gotten to the point where the squirrels are turning against us. Is that what I mean, what is this?
The Bay Area's gone nuts.
The Bay, like, seriously, there's an attack squirrel that's loose in the Bay Area. An attack squirrel. And my first thought was like, okay, this has got to be rabies, right? Like, this is something that you're told, like, oh, an animal acting strangely must be rabid. Squirrels apparently can't get rabies. Did you know this?
I didn't.
It's true. So it's just an attack squirrel. It's just a squirrel that is
Well, it's an aggressive squirrel.
An aggressive squirrel that is picking on grannies as well.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Clomped onto my leg and was just hanging on. His tail was flying up here. You know, and I was like, get off me. And I kind of didn't want to touch it. But
it's the last thing Joan Hebleck expected on her morning walk through Lucas Valley in San Rafael.
Came out of nowhere.
I didn't see him running up to me at all.
Joan suddenly attacked by a squirrel, which clawed and bit her legs. The wounds bad enough she had to go to the ER.
Scary.
Oh, yeah, very scary. And how do you get the squirrel attached to your leg off?
That is a good question. Like, what are you? but it's just a squirrel. Like,
yeah, but they have sharp teeth.
They could really bite onto you if they wanted to, right?
Like, these people had to get medical treatment.
They did. She said she had to go to the ER for
a mauling?
For a squirrel, which again, like,
how do you explain that to the doctor?
There's some things you go to an ER for and it's like, yeah, like you can feel, I don't want to say pride, but you can be like, everyone's going to understand what happened here today and no one is going to give me a side eye. I was out for my morning walk and I got mauled by a squirrel. But this has happened to multiple grannies. Yeah,
this is beautiful. Now it's following us until she almost killed me.
Isabel Campoy and her niece Carmen were also attacked while walking in the same area off Mount Lassie
yes,
Drive.
It is.
The squirrel went to the floor and from the floor tried to jump to my face, which I tried to protect my face from. And then my arm was completely overcome by the squirrel.
Yeah, that's what she says. She says that this thing made a move, did some kind of a leap for her face. And so she threw up her arm, and that's what the squirrel got on. And sure enough, I'll be honest, her injuries, there's scratches. Granny number one.
Lacerations.
I mean, it's not in any way, shape, or form a good thing. Everyone is trying to figure out the why. They say this is probably the fault of like people who are
feed the animals.
If you feed the squirrel gets aggressive.
When you stop feeding the squirrel.
So when you feed them, then they get like.
Well, yeah, they see humans and they're used to getting
food. And then
not having to do the work themselves. And so all of a sudden they're not getting food.
Right.
I got to remind you that they're there. That's what happens when you get in a turf war with Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
I just don't remember that chapter when you give a mouse a cookie, but like, either way. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Thursday. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull, lots of big stuff to talk about today, but the biggest immediately, probably this. We are not going to make you guys wait around on those Keith Urban tickets this morning, y'all. Well, I mean, we're going to make you wait around a little bit on those Keith Urban tickets, but like, just as a treat for the early risers, we're going to give you a chance to win literally in the next 30 minutes. We promise. What's coming up in trending?
Spirit Halloween has crowned this year's top costumes.
Already?
Which one are you most likely to regret in tagged photos later?
We'll
give you the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I don't know if you've looked at a calendar, but October is next week. Next Wednesday.
Yes.
So it might feel early, but it's honestly not.
No, it is.
Spooky season is here. So it's time to start planning your Halloween costume. Maybe the family's Halloween costumes. But the question, of course, what you gonna be? Spirit Halloween here to help because they have released the year's most popular costumes, or shall I say the trending costumes.
Okay.
So the ones that they are thinking will be the most popular or the early demand has been very high.
Yes.
But before we dive into that, President Trump is expected to sign the TikTok deal today.
The TikTok deal as in who's buying TikTok?
I think so.
Who's buying TikTok?
So under the agreement, TikTok's U.S. operations would be run by a new joint venture company with ByteDance, holding less than 20% of the stock. And this new structure is compliant with that bipartisan law that basically said, hey, you got to sell to a U.S.-based company.
Yes.
Or ownership.
Right.
Or TikTok will be banned forever. American users' data will be stored in the U.S. and overseen by Oracle, while the platform's algorithm will be retrained and monitored to prevent outside manipulation. I don't know how they will I'm guessing people smarter than me are on it, so
I will take your word for it. So Oracle gets a ton of... Oracle gets all the money stuff, basically. All the... They're going to be the big winners,
well,
apparently.
It involves Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison, Dell Technology CEO Michael Dell, the Murdoch family's involved.
The Murdochs are involved.
So Trump has extended the enforcement deadline several times this year. Was it the 4th or the 5th? He plans another 120-day extension to allow this deal to proceed.
That's wild. Well, okay. All right.
But I don't think it shut down since January.
No.
It's been up and operational.
Yeah, they gave up on the shut it down a long time ago.
And they also said that they won't enforce penalties or anything while seeking a sale agreement.
Okay.
In some breaking science news, there's a glimmer of hope for Huntington's disease patients for the first time. A one-time gene therapy treatment called AMT-130 has shown remarkable results in slowing Huntington's disease progression by 75% over 3 years.
Really?
With pretty minimal side effects. So the experimental treatment uses a harmless virus to deliver genetic instructions that help turn off the harmful protein damaging brain cells. It does require a very lengthy brain surgery, but unlike current treatments that only manage symptoms, AMT-130 is designed as a lifetime cure requiring different things. And again, that surgery for implementation.
That's wild.
The study included 29 patients with 12 receiving high doses and showing significant improvement in brain scans and spinal fluid tests. One patient was even able to return to work after having to retire due to the disease.
Get out.
Some had mobility issues. They were able to walk again. I mean, this is nuts.
Huh.
I mean, promising, obviously, but the results haven't been peer-reviewed, and FDA approval could still be years away. The earliest application is expected in 2026. So this was all done by a Dutch company, but, you know, there's hope that if everything goes according to plan, it would be great news for everybody, including American patients.
I feel like a dude going back to work is a pretty high endorsement. That might have something to...
Right?
Okay, cool.
And back to Spirit Halloween and their most popular costumes. Not surprising, K-pop Demon Hunters.
I was suspicious
you
that this was going to be...
It's funny because I'm not going to say I was an early adopter of the film, I did watch it when it was like first added before it became a global phenomenon.
That's
what
I mean.
And then we've watched it like a bajillion times since.
Yeah.
Now the songs are like on pop radio and...
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is one of the first things you're ahead of the curve on that
yes!
I've ever...
Like, yes!
That I've ever seen. Knowing you this many years, like you are on the cusp of the K-pop.
More than 266 million streams.
Good.
And remember,
Lord.
It went to theaters and made millions of dollars, only being in select theaters.
Yeah.
But it's become Netflix's most watched title ever. So obviously fans, young and old, want to be the characters. They want to be Rumi. They want to be Mira, Zoe from Huntrix. They want to be Sasha Boys. I mean, expect a lot of those.
That makes
witches
all the sense in the world.
Are also back in the spotlight.
Oh, of course they are.
Wicked.
Yeah, right.
Wicked for Good hits theaters in November. So pink and green Glinda and Elphaba-inspired costumes are huge. Superheroes obviously going to be biggins for costumes because it's so easy for the kids.
Right.
And they really never fall out of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's for the older crowd.
Right.
You might stop being into those, but the kids will always love them. Pinko-ween. So costumes that really aren't anything. So Spirit just sells accessories that sparkle and are glittery and things that you could add maybe to a costume
or just make your
own kind of costume. Maybe like a work thing where you don't want to like completely commit.
Right.
But you don't want to be a drag.
And also if you're not into the Halloween aesthetic, maybe this is a different way for you
Exactly. And then you've got obviously your big nightmare fuel type. Halloween costumes, Art the Clown.
That's
always
big.
And Squid Game. They have various Squid Game costumes.
Don't let your kids dress up like Art the Clown. That's a terrible idea.
That's what I think.
Like, that's borderline inappropriate costume to me. And I get it. It's like, that's the big screen. It's like, come on. That is a awful franchise. If I see a 10-year-old Art the Clown walking around my neighborhood, I don't know how I'm going to react to that. Someone gonna get a lecture.
You're gonna pull out the good candy. That's what you're gonna do.
That is a point. Yeah, that is
that
is a valuable point.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull. 100.3 The Bull. That was Keith Urban.
That was.
Before that was Keith Urban.
We've been doing that a lot this week.
Urban Attack, back to back. Urban Encore.
Any of the above.
Crikey!
Yes, all of that. Because that's your chance to win Keith Urban tickets to see him when he hits the Woodlands. Frito and Katie, good morning. Here's this.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Jennifer, we told you we were going to get to this early today, and we got to this early. You're right on the trigger. You are caller number 10. You are going to see Keith Urban.
Amazing. Thank you.
And don't forget, you're also entered for the grand prize, which is watching Keith from the pit, enjoying some food and drinks from the club, getting a VIP parking type pass, and then $250 to Keith's merch stand.
Amazing.
It is amazing. You're amazing. Hang on the line. Let's get you set up.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
And hopefully the winning continues. Got your free tickets to Keith Urban? How about some free money?
About $100 to go on top of that.
Step one is a free answer. Step two, don't blow it.
Nope. That's also, yeah, you have to hear the free answer. Then we have to call you. Then you have to remember the free answer.
You guys have to sign up somewhere in there.
We didn't say we're going to make it a layup. We said we're going to give you an opportunity.
Exactly. TheBullHouston.com/contest. And today's freebie is Cruella De Vil. Cruella De Vil.
All-time great villain.
Cruella De Vil. Cruella De Vil. I was thinking about it. I think she's the only villain.
Yeah.
If she doesn't scare you, no one else will.
That's the one.
She's the only villain that has had a song written about her.
Yeah, sung from an external.
All the other villains sing their own songs.
Exactly, which I think is the way it should be.
No.
Tell your own story.
No.
You like the other?
That means you're that scary. You're that scary. Somebody else decided to tell the world about you.
Even this dude over here knew.
Right?
That woman was sus.
That unassuming gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Roger?
Yeah, Roger. Roger did not seem like the guy who would write a villain song about anyone,
And yet.
Sign up online. Be our next contestant. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. We haven't talked about making What's Up With That a routine, like, you know, a feature on the show. Have we?
No. I don't think so. We just did it for the first time last week.
Yeah, this was kind of our effort to give you guys an opportunity to,
it was
take
kind
over
of an act
show.
Of desperation, but.
Yeah.
But it worked out.
Yeah, the idea being that that you can call us at 713-881-5500.
You can do that anytime.
Yeah, and complain about literally anything.
Yeah, because I guess Houston and I have a problem. It's more fixated on one person that you want answers from, like immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want to enlist us to reach out on your behalf.
Yeah, try to solve it.
To shake someone down.
Do something about it.
This is just, I want to complain about someone or something.
Yes, yes. Get it off your chest.
What's up with that?
If you will. Ashley, you said you wanted in on this. What do you have for us today?
Hey, guys, I don't know if this counts, but my hubs legit gets mad at me if I run the dishwasher at half full. I'm like, dude, there's no more dishes to wash. What do you want? I'll tell you what he wants. He wants to wait. He wants to let the dirty dishes just sit in there, get smelly, and after a couple days, we can fill it. Like, why? I need the shit that's in there.
That is a very particular kind of person. I think this happens. I think in every relationship, like, there's a person that's like, no, we don't want to waste the water. We don't want to waste the pods or the liquid
because
or whatever
of resources.
It is.
Resources.
Yeah, so we got to wait. We can't run a half full dishwasher. Are you crazy? And it's like, no. I want to run it now. I have one of some of these things, and I need the one thing. Wash it and be done.
It's what it's for.
I wash it every night.
It's a dishwasher. You use it to wash the dishes. Do you guys get in this situation? Do you have one of these in your house? Is this a debate that you get into?
Maybe your spouse does this or your partner does this, and it just drives you crazy.
If so, you might be asking the question, what's up with that? Which, again, is the point of this segment. Call us. 713-881-5500 is our phone. We're going to take a break. Talk to y'all.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
It's our new segment, Course an Avenue for you to gripe or complain or ask the audience virtually anything. And today we're tackling dishwasher behavior.
Yes.
Do you wait until the thing is full?
Right.
To hit start, or are you going to wash it whenever you need what's in it?
Yes. Let's talk to you guys. What do you think?
Good morning. I quit. So we have a dishwasher. I also have 3 teenage sons, and I have a husband. So their chores every night is to run the dishwasher, do the dishes, take care of the counter. I work a full-time job. My husband works a full-time job. Plus, I run a boutique for my house.
Holy cow.
I do chauffeuring, football, sport, everything, yeah. ROTC and everything. So the other day, they were like, oh, dishes are done. I opened it up because I had the other one unloaded. So we opened it. He literally ran 1 cup and 2 forks. I said, what are you doing? He was like, well, I didn't want to get my hands. Now, you have to understand, I quit doing dishes. I quit. I retired from doing dishes.
That's why you had kids. Yeah,
that's
why
you're
blessed. That's why I had children.
I retired Monday through Friday. I build semi-trucks. On the weekend, I sell dresses. I do everything else. I'm not washing it.
This is your job. Yes, yes.
So when I looked at it, my husband was like, oh, my God, I can't believe they ran it like that. And I'm looking at him like, you know what? I want to be mad, but let's think about the reality of this. You weren't going to wash it. I wasn't going to wash it.
True.
Right.
So you know what? Let the dishwasher have it. And I was just, but you should have saw, I mean, everybody that I've told this story, they're like, oh, we can't believe you let that happen. Oh, believe it. Believe it, because I'm not going to do it.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Just for that little 30 minutes or 40 minutes that it takes, you know what? I was okay. I was all right. I was okay with knowing that I didn't have to do it, because at the end of the day, sometimes I just want to breathe.
I can respect that. Thank you so much for the call.
You better
today.
Put away that cup and 2 forks, though.
Seriously.
Because I'm not doing that either. That's part of your job.
That's extra.
That was a whole other debate.
Thank you. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
I think you do it in a full load.
Full load.
Can it only be done in a full
load?
Are there ever exceptions?
There are exceptions, but if you got one item, do it by hand.
It's true.
You can take it out and wash it by hand. It's not unheard of. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I understand that, but let's be real. You can just throw it in the dishwasher and hit start, and then it's done.
She said half full. She'd run it half full. And I get that she said it's because she has one of particular items
which
she could at that point remove and wash by hand. But maybe she's like me, and when something goes in either the sink or the dishwasher, it's out of play. It is now so dirty that only the power of the dishwasher can get it clean.
That's true.
And until it tells me that rinse cycle is over, I am not touching it.
That's a really good point. If it's been sitting in the sink for a while.
You put it in, though.
I do. Yes, I do. I am a pre-rinser.
Just go right.
Avid pre-rinser. No one will ever convince me that it's not the way to do it.
There really is a strategy to this, clearly. Howdy. Go ahead.
So this is a big topic in my household.
It seems to be very divisive for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, and even the washer, you know, like washing 2 things, 2 towels.
Yes.
It makes me and my husband crazy. We have, you know, grown kids in the house too. So it's, I don't know. It's not necessarily, well, yeah, it's the soap, it's the water, it's getting that electric bill at the end of the month.
Yes.
It's just fill it up.
It's a combination
of things.
So that's how you get there. You're looking at your bill. You're looking at your utilities and you're saying the only way we can fight this is by being efficient.
Yes,
by having efficiency.
And if it's just a couple dishes, and if it's a couple dishes and you need those things, just hand wash them.
Yeah, wash them by hand.
Wash them by hand.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Yeah, I mean, after a big dinner or something, then we'll do a dish, like run the dishwasher.
It's only for special occasions.
Because this is very real to you. Is there a way that you stack the dishwasher that maybe not everyone in your house abides by, because that's the other thing. It's like, no, my husband will run the dishwasher when it is quote unquote full and there are still dishes in the sink. And then I go to look at how he put them in there and I'm like, Are you serious? That would have fit four things. It's like you took up four spots in the parking lot because you went sideways. That's not how this works.
Why is there?
We got over this. He has his way. I have my way. So we just redo it.
Just redo it.
Back and forth.
You Tetris his thing until everything's in there, and then you hit go, and you just hope for the best.
Why is this such a divisive battle for literally everyone? For everyone.
That's why you pass on the task. You go, nope, not for me
anymore. It made me laugh when you said this was a thing because I thought it was just my household. So it makes me feel a little better.
Oh, we are all in that
same boat. Learning that we are all literally the same this morning. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Of course. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Rachel. So tell us what's going on with your sister.
Man, what isn't going on with her right now?
Is this going to be a long list? Like,
no, I just don't get why she can't be supportive. I mean, I feel like it's pretty clear I'm hanging by a thread here.
Well, what's got you so stressed?
Okay, so if you wanted a long list, this is it. So first off, I started a new job this summer, which, like, let's be real, that's like all stress all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But besides that, I broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years.
Oh, dude. Wow.
Congrats. Or no.
I mean, we're sorry to hear that.
I mean, this just happened a couple weeks ago, so it's like really fresh, okay. But... yeah, on top of all that, like, we adopted a puppy last month, and
really?
Like, it was my idea, and I love her, but, like, at the time, there were two of us, but now I'm just dealing with, like, basically an infant that wants to eat everything in sight, so, like, to answer your question, a few things are wearing on me.
All right. Well, that is a lot.
So where does your sister fit into all of this?
So, like, I've got this work trip coming up in a few weeks, and it's just, like, kind of obnoxiously long. And, like I said, new puppy, right? But, like, the thing that is, they sprung this whole thing on me, so I need someone to pet sit for, like, a week, and I don't know who to turn to.
I'm guessing your thought is your sister.
Yes, my sister, who is supposed to be there for me, but basically, like, I just need her to do the basics, come home and let her out at lunch. I mean, like, for her, that's going to be the only part that doesn't fit in with the rest of her life.
But obviously, she felt differently, correct?
Yeah, she just told me flat out no, that she didn't feel comfortable. And I'm like, what's to feel comfortable about?
Well, she's puppy sitting, so a lot.
She
gotta keep him alive.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that you needed her to come home at lunch. Can she even do that?
Yeah, she can. I mean, I get it's an extra trip, but she lives like 10 minutes from her job. It's not like she has to drive across town or something. Uh-huh. And the puppy, yeah, she chews and barks and everything, but it's just going to be for a few days.
All right. Well, why are you getting us involved in this one?
Well, honestly, I thought you would have my back on this because you have like a million animals.
Okay. All right. All right. True.
Not currently.
Not at my, yeah, not right here, right now. But I do sympathize with you, but man, I really don't know, dude. It does sound like a lot.
Look, even if it is a lot, I just need a hand here. I mean, the obvious thing would be to ask my ex, but I really want to avoid that. And right. Like with everything that's going on, it just seems like a normal thing to expect your sister to help you out in a situation like this.
I mean, all things considered, I think it's a reasonable assumption, but I guess let's figure out what the hangup is. We'll get her lined up. We'll talk to her next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Rachel's had a busy few months.
Yeah.
She got a new job. She got a new dog.
Lost
a new relationship status because they broke up after 3 years.
Yeah,
that's who she adopted the dog with.
Which now you're, I mean, I don't want to say single mommy, but
puppy. There's a work trip looming.
Yeah,
can't bring the dog. So what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
You turn to your sister. Who? I'm like, Julia doesn't want any part of that.
Doesn't want to touch it.
And I think we've got her lined up to hear her side of this. Hey, Julia, thanks for taking a few minutes.
Yeah, I mean, sure. What's this about?
Well, your sister, Rachel, she emailed us about her current situation.
Okay.
Like, specifically, her need for a dog sitter.
Oh, my God. I told her I just don't feel comfortable doing that right now. I mean, you know what? She has other options. She could just board it or, okay, like, you know, do something.
I could board her, but it's not like that's cheap, okay? Like, I don't understand what's to be comfortable with. I just need you to watch my dog so I can deal with this work thing.
Julia?
Yeah,
Julia?
Did we lose you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just didn't realize she was going to be on the phone. God, I really don't want to get into this, all right? I'm just not comfortable with it, and that should be enough, right?
No, it totally is. And honestly, watching a puppy is a lot. But considering everything that she's going through, it just seemed like something you might make an exception for, you know? Like,
I mean, yeah, but I just don't think it's a good idea right now to have her come to my house.
Okay.
Okay, but it's really not. What's the problem?
God, okay, because Jaden is already staying over here.
He's what?
Sorry, who's Jaden?
God.
Who's Jaden?
Jaden's my ex. Why is he at your house?
This is why I didn't want to bring it up. So when they broke up, listen, he needed somewhere to go. And he called me to see if I could help him out for just a couple weeks. And you know what?
Oh, wow.
I know it's awkward, but they were dating for like 3 years, okay? We were friends. Everyone in the family is close with him. And so what are we supposed to do? Just like turn our backs on him because things didn't just work out?
Yes, you're supposed to turn your back on him. He's my ex. What is wrong with you?
Look, I don't even see why I need to choose sides. He didn't cheat. He actually didn't do anything horrible. It just didn't work out, and that's fine, but he's still a nice guy. And I'm not trying to get with him or anything. He's just staying in the guest room for a minute.
Well, thank God for that.
You're not trying to get with him, but yet you were the first person he called? Like, that is so weird. And yes, it's completely appropriate for me to expect my sister to act like my ex is dead to her, and my parents, too, for that matter. That's how it works.
Wow, okay, all right.
Now can you watch your dog?
Katie.
Well, but he's there too.
Oh my God.
All right. Side issue. And we know people are going to have some thoughts on this. So let's see what everyone thinks. Thank you all so much for sharing this with us today, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Rules are rules.
Ooh.
Rules are...
I would also be upset.
Is that the expectation? Is that a fair expectation? And if it was not adhered to, would you consider yourself being wronged by your family if they decided to, you know?
She clearly knows it was wrong because she didn't tell her sister.
That is a very good point. If it was all good,
she'd let her know.
Why not just bring it up?
Exactly.
What do you think? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll talk to you guys coming up.
Freedom and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Would you be mad? You break up with someone and you find out that someone is staying at your sister's house.
Just, you know, need
she
somewhere to crash.
She's keeping it a secret.
Freedom and Katie, good morning. All right. What do you think?
I think it's really crappy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So, right.
I think that was wrong of him to ask the sister.
Yes.
And it was definitely wrong for the sister to accept and say, oh, yeah, sure, come on. But the thing of what really gets me, though, is she says, oh, well, what am I supposed to do? Just let him stay out there. Well, she's ignoring her sister, mm-hmm. but yet she didn't ignore the ex.
Right.
But he doesn't have any family. He doesn't have any sisters he can call. He doesn't have any friends.
That cannot possibly be your only solution,
exactly.
Right? I mean, what happened to loyalty? See, that's the other side of it, too. Like, is that it? Is it like when you break up with someone, do you expect, is this a matter of loyalty that your family is just going to write them off for good?
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a similar situation. It wasn't with an ex boyfriend, it was with my best friend that I had been friends with for like, best friends for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. And the girl that I was roommates with, she was jealous of our relationship, of our friendship, and so she tried to come in between us, you know. Well, so she ended up, she went through a lot of health issues. She had a liver transplant, all this kind of stuff. And so they say that it will mess with your mind. Well, she became a real witch. Mm. And I don't mean witch. And I mean something else.
I follow you. Okay.
Thank you. Unbelievable.
Thank you so much for the call. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
Good morning. I have my thoughts on the sister thing.
Yeah.
Not very sisterly.
How's it?
Good morning. I think the sister is weird for keeping the ex-boyfriend there. Why would she do that? That's super weird.
There is something going on. And the fact that she said there wasn't, now I'm really suspicious.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely something going on because why would she automatically say that? She's not a girl's girl. She's weird. She needs to go no contact with that sister. Yeah, I'll watch the dog for her.
So in no universe is that acceptable.
In no universe. No. Even my sisters, like, they hate all of my ex.
Yes, as they should.
They love one of them. They love one of them. They want me back with them, but they know, okay, yeah, no, we're not ever going to say these words, because what the hell? That's
so
weird.
Regardless of their feelings.
Sisters before misters.
Sisters before misters. In absolutely.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
She wants to jump his bone.
Or did.
Or it is definitely unproven that nothing happened. Not saying it did, but hey, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good morning.
You too.
Yeah.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, look at that. A new syndrome that explains your mood today. And well, every day, Frito.
Really?
Grumpy old man syndrome. I'll get to that in a second.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, it's real. Grumpiness can be diagnosed now.
Okay.
I know we haven't gotten to Halloween just yet, but if you're a family that really gets into advent calendars, you know that some of these you got to get early. Like some of the branded makeup ones, I know are big booze-related ones.
Yeah.
Some of the Legos, I think, go faster than others. And you'll want to add this one to the list. Costco is selling a 5-foot advent calendar filled with Lindt chocolate. I mean, this is a life-size advent calendar.
It's 5 feet tall.
There are videos of it, and it's hysterical.
They made it 5 feet tall?
Yep, because behind the doors, full-size treats.
Holy cow.
So Lindor truffles, excellence bars, those famous gold chocolate bears. It's more of a feast than a little nibble.
Goodness.
Now, it is expensive. It's priced at around $190, but that breaks down to less than $8 a day for the countdown.
That's not, come on. Like, I mean, for what you're getting, I would expect that
to
be expensive.
The novelty of the thing,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. It's the whole package.
Now, availability is rolling out region by region, so you have to keep an eye out for when it's going to hit our local warehouses. Looks like they've already done some of the regions. I don't think ours has been included, but, I mean, I'm talking like they've got one going on today, maybe in the Northeast, and then they've got more tomorrow. It's like it's happening now. Mm. So, Costco fans, get in there and get your advent calendar.
That's wild.
Now, if you've got a little more holiday cash to burn this year, this is cool. Jim Henson would have turned 89 yesterday, and his son Brian Henson announced the Jim Henson Company is celebrating big with its first ever official auction. So right before Thanksgiving, November 25th, that's the Tuesday, the 70th anniversary auction will hit Hollywood and Julian's auctions, serving up 400 rare treasures from across his legendary worlds. We're talking everything from a Muppet Treasure Island Hero treasure map prop, which I want but can't afford because they're thinking it's going to go $3,000 to $5,000. They've got the Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance's Naya.
This is the thing. You said $3,000 to $5,000.
$15,000 to $25,000 for that, because that's like,
okay, now we're getting
that's
into,
like a full puppet.
Now we're getting into the realm of what I would expect the price tag.
Because it's going to kind of run the gamut, because you've got the lesser props and then you've got the puppets themselves.
And those are going to be the, absolutely,
but
creme de la creme.
Own a piece of that?
I know, man. That's the thing. It's like,
moving memorabilia doesn't really like get me all that often, but Muppets there's something about Jim Henson.
Yeah, if it's Muppets memorabilia, that's a different
story. It would creep me
story.
Out. Yeah. I don't know that I can keep it in my house, but I want it.
It depends on what it is, right?
Put it in your office.
Yeah, exactly. I think the puppets might be a great idea in practice, but then they show up at the house and then they're,
you're like, absolutely not.
Different.
Absolutely not.
Very, very different. But yeah, that's very cool.
So again, that's November 25th. I mean, that stuff's magic. You can find out more about the auction and also see one for Joan Rivers that's going live on 10/9 at juliansauctions.com.
That is awesome.
And back to grumpy old man syndrome.
Yes, please.
Yes, there is an actual medical term for being a grumpy old man.
Okay.
Irritable male syndrome. A lesser known condition affecting men that sort of in some ways mirrors aspects of PMS in women.
Okay.
It's linked primarily to dropping testosterone levels.
Holy cow.
Associated with aging.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Stress.
Is like, where would the old part kick in? But yeah.
Well, you
start to
notice these symptoms and this increased irritability between 40 and 60. And doctors actually are now recommending that if you really think you're losing it, then you should get in and get your testosterone checked out.
Is this a commercial for getting T shots?
Sponsored by?
Is that what?
No. They're okay. Just saying that this does exist.
That is nuts.
And if it's something that you'd like to be a little bit more balanced, you know, you do have options.
Interesting.
That's what's trending at 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Brittany is next in line. Welcome. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I trust you. You will need to get 10 of these questions correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. We'll go to the next one. We will also come around to your passes at the end if we have enough time remaining, but you can't change answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Katie, are we ready?
Oh, we're ready.
Oh, man.
The middle girl on the Brady Bunch, the middle girl was named what?
Pass.
125 times 8 equals what?
810.
Who was Johnny Carson's longtime sidekick on The Tonight Show?
Pass.
What is the most serious type of crime?
Murder.
What is the action called when a country ships its goods to another country?
Trade.
What fruit is picked while green because it continues to ripen after picking?
Banana.
How many pennies are equal to $1 when pennies meant something?
100.
What is the name of the villain in 101 Dalmatians?
Cruella de Vil.
What Middle Eastern meal features a variety of cooked meats and maybe some veggies on a skewer?
Curry.
How many years are there in a century?
100.
The middle girl on the Brady Bunch was named what?
Marsha.
Marsha.
Marsha's the eldest.
Yeah.
Marsha. Says Jan.
Jan Brady. Jan Brady.
Jan, and the youngest is
Cindy.
Cindy Brady.
How did we do on the rest of it?
Let's go over it. 125 times 8. 1,000.
That was wrong.
It's 1,000. It is 1,000.
Who was Johnny Carson's longtime sidekick on The Tonight Show?
That was Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. What is the most serious type of crime? Murder? Felony. Felony would have worked.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
Hmm.
What is the action called when a country ships its goods to another country?
Export. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Export. What Middle Eastern meal features a variety of cooked meats and maybe some veggies on a skewer? Now, you kind of knew when you said it that it wasn't right.
Kebab.
I don't know.
Kebab.
Yeah.
Dang.
And?
Great work.
Great attempt. Please sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Yes, your last pair of tickets for the week to the Texans versus the team that used to be the Oilers. And yes, if you had to pick a game to get the first win of the year, this would be it. This would be the one. So do you want to go? If so, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Let's do it. Time for another round of the Wheel of Texans.
This is testing your knowledge for everything Texas and Texans. Gonna spin the wheel three times, which means three different trivia questions, each with multiple choice. You can get two of the three, and you go.
That's simple. So, take your best shot. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll play the Wheel of Texans next.
100.3 The Bowl, where Frito and Katie with more Texans tickets. Actually, your last pair of Texans tickets if you're looking to go this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jasmine.
Jacqueline, welcome to...
It's Jasmine.
Jasmine, welcome to a very special game. The Wheel of Texans. So, have you heard this so far? Is this your first experience with the Wheel of Texans?
I've heard of it.
Okay, excellent. Good, good, good.
Oh, you played?
Oh, a Wheel of Texans veteran. So, here's what we need. We need you to answer two out of the three of these questions correctly. Are you ready to begin?
Yes.
For spin.
Remember, you do have multiple choice on all of these.
Taste of Texas.
Taste of Texas. This would be Texas restaurant type trivia.
Okay.
So what Texas restaurant, Jasmine, has the most locations of any chain started in the state?
Okay.
Is it A, Chili's, B, Wingstop, or C, Whataburger?
Oh my goodness.
Let's go with C.
Whataburger.
Mm. No?
Incorrect.
Okay. All right. That was your one to miss, Jasmine.
Yeah, still in this. Just get these next two correct.
Texas Triumphs.
Texas Triumphs. When it comes to critters, Texas is top dog for many, except not this species. What is it? Is it A, cattle, B, goats, or C, feral cats?
Can you repeat that?
Yes. When it comes to critters, Texas is top dog for many, except not this species. What is it? Is it A, cattle, B, goats, or C, feral cats?
C, feral cats?
Feral cats.
Solid.
Correct. The largest population of feral cats is believed to be in California.
California is the feral cat state.
Specifically Los Angeles. Like Los Angeles County alone, believed to have over 500,000 feral cats. Some estimates between 1 to 3 million or higher.
Fine.
Texas Time Machine.
Texas Time Machine. Texas history, of course. What was Texas's first state capital? The first state capital. Was it A, Columbia, B, Austin, or C, Washington on the Brazos?
Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. What was first state capital? Was it A, Columbia, B, Austin, or C, Washington on the Brazos?
Washington on the Brazos?
Is that... Wait. Is that incorrect?
That's incorrect.
I was right there with you on that one.
No, Washington on the Brazos is known for being the site of the Convention of 1836 and where we signed the Texas Declaration of Independence.
The Declaration... Oh, son of a gun! Wow.
Washington Brass is very, very important. I believe that the town did rally. You know, they tried to, they lobbied, rather, to try and get it to go there. But
dang. Okay. Better luck next time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Robert.
Robert, you're the next one up. Let's go.
Let's do it.
The Wheel of Texas.
Of Texas.
Taste of Texas. So let's do some restaurant trivia here. What Texas restaurant has the most locations of any chain started in the state? Is it A, Chili's, B, Wingstop, or C, Whataburger?
Let's go with Whataburger.
Mm. Popular option, but...
Correct. All right, next two have got to be correct if you want to go to the Texans.
Texas Triumphs.
When it comes to critters, Texas is top dog for many, except not this species. What is it? Is it A, cattle, B, goats, or C, feral cats?
Let's go with feral cats.
It's got it.
Okay. Feral cats. So it all comes down to this final question.
We do have the top population for cattle, goat, sheep, feral hogs, white-tailed deer, and more.
Serious? Good lord.
Texas Time Machine.
We'll end with some Texas trivia. Texas trivia. What was Texas's first state capital? Was it A, Columbia, B, Austin, or C, Washington on the Brazos?
Let's go with Austin.
Of course, that is where it ended up. Because it was had a more central location and it was prettier.
Basically, yeah. That was why. Dude, I am sorry. Better luck next time. We have narrowed this down immensely. So if you want to go see the Texans versus the Titans, call us, 713-881-5500. Get more of you guys on the phone next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, still looking for a winner in the Wheel of Texas. Will it be you?
Am I going to get a bunch of emails from history teachers?
Hold on. Good morning. Here's this.
Sure.
Why would you get a bunch of emails from history teachers?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. Let's proceed. So you're next up in the Wheel of Texas. Let's spin the wheel.
2 out of 3, that's all it takes.
That's
it. 3 out of 3, which would make us very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Taste of Texas.
Taste of Texas. What Texas restaurant has the most locations of any chain started in the state? A, Chili's. B, Wingstop. Or C, Whataburger?
Chili's.
Not Chili's.
That was honestly going to be my guess, too. But don't worry, dude. Still 2 questions to come. And you only need to get these 2 right.
Texas Triumph.
When it comes to critters, Texas is top dog for many, except not this species. What is it? A, cattle. B, goats. Or C, feral cats.
C.
Got it.
And yet again, it all comes down to this.
Florida has a lot of feral cats, too, for what it's worth.
Where is Florida? Is Florida above?
Second.
Yeah, you know what? I could see that.
Texas time.
What old people.
Texas history. What was Texas's first official capital? Was it A, Columbia, B, Austin, or C, Washington on the Brazos?
It's got to be Columbia.
It's Columbia. Now boom. West Columbia. Now, the capital was a mobile entity.
Here we go!
As
here
the government often relocated to ensure stability and safety during the very tumultuous early years of the Republic.
Because as we know, they were getting chased around by people quite regularly.
But that's where Sam Houston was inaugurated.
That is the first
capital
of the Republic of Texas.
They're trying to restore the building and everything.
I'm sure there is, if there is yapping.
Well, Washington on the Brazos is the birthplace of Texas.
That's a different thing.
I think
thing.
Maybe they came back to it at some point, and it was like came a split government between it. Washington on the Brazos and Houston. But you know what? For the purposes of this game, Sam Houston chose Columbia, and that's good enough for me.
It's Columbia. Like, I don't know how to say it's Columbia.
It's like temporary government versus New Republic government.
That's not Columbia.
I'm just walking everyone through it. And because we're going to have questions on that first one. Right?
Yes.
It's Wingstop. Wingstop has 2,563 restaurants at last count. Some estimated to be higher than 2,800.
How did Wingstop pass everybody
right?
So
Chili's
fast?
Has over 1,600. Whataburger has 1,157.
That is
Wingstop.
That is...
Started at Garland in 1994 and now a worldwide phenomenon.
Do we thank Rick Ross for that? Is that the...
I don't know. He came into the game in 2011, but they've been franchising since 97.
Okay. Well, dude... Texans, Texas Titans,
woo!
You're in.
Woo!
All right. Awesome.
Hang on the line.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I don't know this guy's name, so I maybe shouldn't have done the story. Dennis Villeneuve?
Dennis Villeneuve. What does he do?
The Dune guy?
Oh, the Dune. You know.
Dune man.
The guy.
Dune man. He would crush all your dreams.
Right.
He's behind the next James Bond movie.
The Dune guy is the next Bond.
But it ain't happening until he finishes Dune Part 3.
Oh, good. Okay, so by the time I'm 60.
Yep. And adding insult to injury.
Right.
If you were holding out hope that somehow Glenn Powell, not British, was going to end up being James Bond, I'm here to tell you that no, he's not.
Where did that rumor come from that they would ever, and this is not a knock against Glenn Powell.
No.
They would ever cast him as James Bond.
Bond is British.
Always British.
And a man. A British man. As so written by Ian Fleming.
Yeah, these are a British man. These are things that are a requirement
for
the character.
Yes, but actually, he's going to take it a step further because he says he wants Bond to be completely the way Bond was supposed to be, as in, he's looking for someone unknown, unnamed.
Right.
Because James Bond is a lethal yet unremarkable man. Which means it makes it more difficult if you use the big guns like Tom Hardy or Henry Cavill. Though you couldn't go wrong using Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill is Bond.
Let the record show.
There are only a few Bonds that come to mind. Henry Cavill's right
on top of
the list.
He also has to be very suave.
Yeah, he has to be handsome. He has to be suave. That's the thing. It's like, I get what he's saying. He's like, well, you know, if you were a super spy, you wouldn't look like a model. Like, you just look like a normal dude. But that also makes for a very lame movie. That makes for a very lame movie. You have to have someone.
What's the guy's name I love? Taron Egerton? I feel like he would
Egerton
also be
can do it.
A great James Bond.
I mean,
and he's younger.
Idris Elba's always
They just
been...
said he aged out. That was his thing.
That's unfortunate.
Which I guess Henry Cavill's also sort of...
How old's Henry Cavill?
Aging out?
Like, but guys, I know it's an American thing. It's like, well, what if he has to work for the British... He has to work for MI6, right? Like, it doesn't... The whole thing doesn't make sense if he's American. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you ever put... And why would Glenn Powell be on that? Because he's handsome?
I guess.
Like, again, not a knock. You can't have a goofy James Bond. That's not... They have two completely different senses of humor. I think. Anyway, by the way, if you're headed out to the Pasadena Rodeo, hopefully you will see us there. We're going to be out there judging mutton bussing. We will do our best. We'll try not to let Nick Russo bring down your kids' scores. No promises. See you tomorrow.